Hello, friend. Today we are going to read a short story called Henry the Turtle. I will read the story first, then you will read with me. Point to the words as I read. Listen as I read and visualize or make a movie in your mind of what is happening in the story. Henry the Turtle. One sunny day, a little turtle named Henry picked a bright red apple from a tree in the orchard. Henry wanted to give some of the apple to his best pal, a ladybug named Mabel. Henry and Mabel met in the middle of the park by the flagpole to eat their snack. On the way, Henry ran past a patch of purple clover. Mabel jogged by a nimble frog who leaped on a lily pad. She waved hello. When they got to the flagpole, Henry split the apple so each of them had a piece. They crunched and munched and chatted for a bit. After their snack, they played a game of tag and ran in a circle until they fell on the grass feeling dizzy. They hugged and made a plan to meet up again the next day. Now, let's choral read together. Point to the words and try to keep your voice with mine. Henry the Turtle. One sunny day, a little turtle named Henry picked a bright red apple from a tree in the orchard. Henry wanted to give some of the apple to his best pal, a ladybug named Mabel. Henry and Mabel met in the middle of the park by the flagpole to eat their snack. On the way, Henry ran past a patch of purple clover. Mabel jogged by a nimble frog who leaped on a lily pad. She waved, "Hello!" When they got to the flagpole, Henry split the apple so each of them had a piece. They crunched and munched and chatted for a bit. After their snack, they played a game of tag and ran in a circle until they fell on the grass feeling dizzy. They hugged and made a plan to meet up again the next day. For the last reading, let's read the story together using a whisper voice. Henry the Turtle. One sunny day, a little turtle named Henry picked a bright red apple from a tree in the orchard. Henry wanted to give some of the apple to his best pal, a ladybug named Mabel. Henry and Mabel met in the middle of the park by the flagpole to eat their snack. On the way, Henry ran past a patch of purple clover. Mabel jogged by a nimble frog who leaped on a lily pad. She waved, "Hello!" When they got to the flagpole, Henry split the apple so each of them had a piece. They crunched and munched and chatted for a bit. After their snack, they played a game of tag and ran in a circle until they fell on the grass feeling dizzy. They hugged and made a plan to meet up again the next day. Thank you for reading with me today, friend.